麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Welcome to you one more time to this series of messages from 2 Corinthians.
再一次欢迎你收听今日的天路导向，在里面我们要分享哥林多后书的信息。
We have been talking about the 15 secrets of positive living.
我们一直讲的是15个积极生活的秘诀。
And today we will talk about secret number 11.
今日我们就讲第十一个秘诀。
Let us review the first 10 very quickly.
那在这里呢，让我们先温习一下先，前十个秘诀究竟是什么呢？
Number one.
第一。
Take hold of the inflow-outflow equation of God's blessings in your life.
你要掌握上帝赐给你的生命的福气的输入和输出的方程式。
Number two,
第二样嘢，
cling to the priceless deposit of Christ's sacrifice for you.
就是要重视耶稣基督为你牺牲所付出的昂贵代价。
Number three,
第三样嘢，
learn to enjoy giving and receiving forgiveness.
要学识怎样去享受饶恕和被饶恕的恩典。
Number four,
第四样嘢，
Overcoming timidity.
要懂得怎样去克服恐惧。
Number five.
第五样嘢，
Revel in the real fountain of youth.
要尽情享受真正的青春之泉。
Number six.
第六样嘢，
Seek true health, wealth, and prosperity.
你要追求真实的健康、财富和丰盛。
Number seven.
第七样嘢，
Master the art of peacemaking by reconciling others to God.
要劝人同上帝和好，因为咁样系缔造和平嘅人最高嘅造诣。
Number eight.
第八样嘢，
Use the power of example by modeling Christ.
要运用效法基督以身作则嘅力量。
Number nine.
第九样嘢，
Make your sorrow to be the back door to happiness.
让忧伤成为重获喜乐的道路。
Number 10.
第十样嘢，
is getting through giving.
就是要从付出当中有收获。
And today I want to talk to you about number 11, which is being appreciated.
第十一样嘢，今日要同你去分享嘅第十一个秘诀呢，就系要识得点样去得着称赞，得着赞美。
Someone once said that the deepest principle in human nature is craving to be appreciated.
有人曾经讲过呢，人性深深处嘅一个特色呢，就系成日都想俾其他人赞美嘅。
I've never met anyone who does not appreciate being appreciated.
我从来冇遇过一个唔中意俾其他人赞嘅人。
I have met people who pretended that they don't want or need appreciation.
我又见过一啲人咧，成日都扮晒自己唔需要俾人赞嘅。
But the truth is, there is nothing wrong with giving or receiving appreciation.
但系事实上，去赞人或者被人赞咧，冇乜嘢错嘅。
It is biblical to express appreciation to others.
嗱。圣经亦都教导我哋要识得点样去欣赏其他人。
But it's like everything else, there is always the danger of extremes.
但系好似其他嘅嘢一样，所有嘢呢要去不偏不倚，你去到极端嘅时候就有危险啦。
And Paul is not talking about extreme forms of appreciation in 2 Corinthians.
而保罗喺哥林多后书里面亦都唔系讲紧呢种偏激嘅赞赏啊。
He is talking about our biblical view of giving and receiving appreciation.
佢讲紧嘅系要系符合圣经观点嘅赞赏同埋被赞赏。
For example,
例如呢
，The Bible says, "Give honor to whom honor is due."
边个系配受尊敬嘅，你就去尊敬佢。
The Bible said, "The labor is worthy of his hire."
跟住圣经里头又话，工人系要得到佢工作嘅工价，就系佢嘅人工。
Today we will see the 11th secret of positive living, which is being appreciated for generous giving.
所以今日我哋要继续睇落去，就系积极生活嘅第十一个秘诀啊！所有慷慨施予嘅人就应该得着称赞。
A philosopher once said, "Ingratitude is always a form of weakness."
有一位哲学家曾经讲过，唔识得感恩啊，其实系一种软弱嘅表现。
I have never known a truly strong person to be ungrateful.
我从来都未见过一个真正坚强嘅人，却系唔识得感恩嘅。
And if that's the case, then God is the strongest one of all.
因为圣经话俾我哋听。圣经里头记载我们的上帝是最坚强的上帝。
Why?
点解呢?
Because the Bible tells us that God does not let any sacrifice by his children go unappreciated or unrewarded.
因为圣经里头说上帝不会不欣赏或者不回报他的儿女献给他的祭。
My listening friend,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，
When you understand God's appreciation of your generosity and sacrifice, it becomes overwhelming.
当你明白上帝几咁欣赏你嗰种慷慨无私嘅奉献嘅时候，你嘅心会好惊叹。
And in chapter 8 of 2 Corinthians, Paul told us that the secret of getting is giving.
喺哥林多后书第八章嗰度，保罗话俾我哋听，收获系来自施予。
And here in chapter 9, which we'll look at today, the Apostle Paul continues by saying, God not only appreciates but rewards generous givers.
我们今天要看的第九章这里，使徒保罗继续说，上帝不单止去赞赏，更加是要回报一些慷慨施予的人。
If you have a Bible, please look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 15.
如果你有圣经的话，请你去翻开圣经的新约圣经哥林多后书九章六到十五节。哥林多后书的九章六到十五节。哥林多后书九章六到十五节，嗰度话要记住小众嘅小收，多众嘅多收。呢句说话系真嘅。每一个人要照住自己嘅心意，唔好作难，唔好勉强，因为捐得乐意嘅人系有福嘅。我哋知道上帝是喜欢乐意奉献的人，他会更加丰富地去将恩典赐给你们，使你们不单止自己是充足有余，而且能够在各样的善事上面去出力。好像圣经这样说，上帝慷慨救济穷人，他的仁义是传到永远。那位赐种被杀种的人，又似食物俾人食嘅上帝，佢一定会将你哋所需要嘅种子赐俾你哋，又让到呢啲种子去长大，让到你哋嘅公义结出丰富嘅果子。上帝亦都会让到你哋富足，随时有慷慨施舍嘅能力，让到好多人因为我哋手上面所送俾佢哋嘅礼物而感谢上帝。因为你们的捐助不单只是供应圣徒的需要，亦让到很多人能够更加流露对上帝的感谢。这件是一件慈善的工作，是一种证据，让到人们见到你是对基督信服，并且对到所宣认的福音是忠诚，亦都能够慷慨地去救济其他人。这样的时候，被你帮助的人就会将一切的荣耀归给上帝，他们亦都是会因为上帝将极大的恩典赐给你们，而更加去爱你们，热切地为你们去祷告。所以我们要一起感谢上帝，因为他有无法形容的恩典。
Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
这个就是第六节的经文，就是说小众的小修，多众的多修，这句说话是真确的。
Paul was speaking to a farming society.
保罗呢，其实是同一个农耕的社会里头生活的人讲嘢。
They understood the complete meaning of this analogy.
如果你今日是在农村里头生活的话，你应该都很明白这个比喻的意义。
If you scatter the seeds in abundance on the ground, you will get a large harvest.
如果你在土壤里头落了很多的种子，当然是适量啦，咁你就会有大丰收啊。
But if you are stingy and scatter seed lightly on the ground, then you will get a feeble harvest.
如果你啊吝啬啲嘅话，你就求其呢度撒一扎，嗰度撒一扎，咁啊即系好疏嘅话，咁样你嘅收成都系好少嘅。
And Paul is advising the Corinthians to learn this important lesson.
其实保罗喺度就系劝紧哥林多人要一齐去学习呢个重要嘅教训啊。
He is telling them that the harvest they receive is in direct proportion to their sowing.
保罗话俾佢哋听，收成同埋撒种嘅份量系成正比噶。
That God's depth of appreciation for them is in proportion for their giving back to God.
同样，上帝称赞佢哋嘅程度，同佢哋奉献几多俾上帝，亦都系成正比噶。
And so the question is.How does God express His appreciation to His generous children?
咁个问题啦，喺边度呢？就系究竟上帝点样去表达对佢慷慨奉献嘅子女嘅奖赏呢
？He expresses His gratitude in four ways.
原来上帝会用四种方法表达佢嘅赞赏嘅。
The first is that God has a special fondness for His generous children.
原来第一样就是上帝对他慷慨的儿女是特别喜欢的。
We see this in verse 7 of chapter 9.
我们在第九章第七节是看到的。
The second is that God abundantly provides for their every need.
第二样东西，原来上帝充足地供应他们一切的需要。
We see this in verses 11 and 12.
我们就在第11和第12节看到的。
The third is found in verse 13, where Paul tells us that God is glorified through his children's generosity.
第三点在第十三节那里，保罗告诉我们，是当上帝的儿女去多多捐献的时候，上帝就得着荣耀。
And the fourth is that God answers prayers offered on their behalf.
第四样东西，上帝会应承他们为其他人的祷告。
Which we see in verses 14 and 15.
这个是第14和15节的内容。
Let's look more closely at these four results of our generosity.
现在让我们去仔细一点看看这四个慷慨奉献的结果好不好啊？
Number one, God has a special fondness for his generous children.
第一件事，原来上帝是会对他慷慨的儿女是特别喜欢的。
In verse 7, Paul says, For God loves a cheerful giver.
第七节那里保罗说，捐得乐意的人是上帝所喜爱的。
My listening friend, this is the most precious promise of all.
亲爱的朋友，这个是最宝贵的应许啊。
There is no higher honor or reward.
其实这个应许是没有其他任何的荣誉比这个更大啊。
Of course, God loves the world in general.
当然你说唉，上帝都爱晒全世界噶。
John chapter 3 verse 16 tells us this.
约翰福音三章十六节啊嘛，神爱世人啊嘛。
And God has a deeper love for His children.
同时，其实上帝亦都深爱佢嘅儿女。
But God reserves a special fondness and highest love for the cheerful giver.
但系上帝原来保留咗佢特别嘅喜悦同埋最高嘅爱俾乐意奉献嘅人。
We cannot imagine a greater expression of gratitude than knowing that we are at the pinnacle of God's love.
我们其实无法想象，还有一些比这样更高的感谢方式，原来上帝竟然将我们放在祂至爱的高峰。
I think we all like to be appreciated.
我想我们都喜欢其他人欣赏我们。
But when we receive appreciation from someone who is very special to us, then that appreciation is more meaningful to us.
但系如果我哋所得到嘅欣赏系来自同我哋有特殊关系嘅人，例如啊，我哋男朋友、女朋友、老公、老婆或者爸爸妈妈或者一啲你好尊重嘅人，好欣赏你，咁呢个欣赏就对我哋特别有更加深嘅意义啦。
So just think that the God of heaven is expressing His appreciation to you.
咁所以而家你谂下，竟然你咁样做嘅时候，天上面嘅上帝系表示对你欣赏、哦。
There can be no more uplifting thought than to hear the Almighty and the All-Powerful God saying that He appreciates you。
哇！你谂下，世界上面仲有边一样嘢俾我哋听到嗰个大能同有权威嘅上帝话我欣赏你，更加鼓舞啊！
But who are the cheerful givers?
但是边个是捐得乐意的人呢？
Those whose giving to God comes from the heart and not from obligatory feelings.
就是那些从心里面愿意奉献的人，而不是他们勉强做了他的义务啦，这样。
God shows his appreciation to generous givers by having special fondness of them.
上帝对慷慨奉献的人表示赞赏的第一种方式就是特别喜欢他们。
The second way God shows appreciation to generous givers is found in verses 8 through 11.
上帝对慷慨奉献者表示赞赏的第二种方式是记载在哥林多后书9章8到11节的。
And that is that God abundantly provides for their every need.
原来上帝会充足咁样供应佢一切嘅需要啊。
Verse 8 says, And God is able to make all grace abound to you.
第八节话上帝能够将到各样嘅恩惠好多好多咁样加俾你哋。
So that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
让到你哋时常都系咁富足，可以做更加多嘅善事。
Paul uses the word all 5 times just in that verse.
保罗喺呢节经文里头五次用咗 all， 即系全部啊 ，all 呢个词啊。
What's Paul saying here？
究竟保罗想表达啲乜嘢呢
？He is saying that God's gracious giving is limitless.
他想告诉我们上帝所赏赐的恩惠是无穷无尽的。
God's gracious giving cannot be measured.
上帝所赏赐的恩惠是没办法去衡量的。
Why is that?
为什么会这样?
Because through human understanding, we think that we will have a lesser amount if we give part of our money to God.
因为在人的理解里头，我们认为将自己的钱去奉献给上帝之后，我们就少了钱咯。
But through the understanding of faith, the opposite is true.
但是我想告诉你，透过信心的领域来看，是完全相反的。
When you give to God, you will have more, not less.
其实当你奉献给上帝的时候，你所拥有的不单止不会减少，反而会增加。
You say, but that's not possible.
你说吓唔系啊，冇可能噶。
Oh, but you're still living in the possible world.
咁样其实呢，可能你仲系活喺一个可能性被局限嘅世界里面啊。
But the world of faith is the world of the impossible.
但系信心嘅世界系超越一切嘅可能性嘅。
And God has deep appreciation toward those who live in the world of faith.Instead of the world of sight.
只要你是凭着信心而活，不要靠着你的眼睛的话，上帝就会格外地欣赏你。
Let me give you some examples.
让我为你举几个例子啊。
Human wisdom says that prosperity comes from accumulating and from hoarding and holding tight onto your money.
人间的智慧是认为，哎呀，要赚多啲钱，赚多啲钱，越多钱越好，才可以富起来的嘛。
But faith says, I trust in God's promises to provide all and everything I need.
但是信心的角度就是要说，我相信上帝对我的一切好处，并且他会为我供应。
My listening friend,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，
If you have never experienced God's expression of appreciation for you then you are missing the greatest joy you can ever experience.
如果你从来都冇经历过上帝对你嘅赞赏嘅话，咁样你就错过咗你人生最大嘅喜乐啦。
The third way that God expresses His appreciation to the generous giver is found in verses 11 through 13.
上帝对慷慨奉献嘅人表示赞赏嘅第三种方式系乜嘢呢？就系记载喺11到13节。
God is glorified through the generosity of His children.
原来当上帝嘅儿女多多咁样去捐献嘅时候，上帝就会得着荣耀。
When other people are blessed by your generosity, they will glorify God.
当其他人因为你慷慨嘅施予而蒙福嘅时候，佢哋亦都会将荣耀归俾上帝。
And do you know who receives the recognition for that gift?
咁你话，究竟呢份礼物会归功俾边个呢？
The generous giver.
原来就是那个慷慨的奉献者。
In these verses, Paul is saying that giving is a proof of genuine salvation.
在这几节经文里头，保罗说奉献是真实得救者的证明。
And an expression of obedience always brings glory to God.
一个信服上帝的行动必定能够荣耀上帝。
Many of the poor believers during Paul's time knew of the city of Corinth because of its reputation.
在保罗的那个年代，很多贫穷的基督徒都知道哥林多是一个很出名的城市。
You say, what's that reputation?
你说怎么出名法啊？
Corinth was known as a city of immorality and idolatry.
原来哥林多是一个道德败坏的城市，是以淫乱堕落著名的。
So imagine their incredible...overwhelming joy when they hear that there were believers in Corinth.
所以你想想，当啲人听到哥林多居然说有人信了主做了基督徒，几兴奋几开心啊。
And that these believers were supporting them.
所以他们也都很乐意去支持哥林多的信徒。
And they will give glory to God who calls people out of that sinful city to be their brothers and sisters in Christ.
这群的信徒亦都会因为上帝从一个充满罪恶的城市里头呼召人成为基督里面的弟兄姊妹，就将荣耀归给上帝。
Imagine the thanksgiving and the glory they gave to God because of that.
所以我们真的可以想想，他们是几咁的感恩，并且几咁的将荣耀归返给上帝。
So, number one, God expresses appreciation to His generous children.
好，我哋重温翻今日我哋讲过嘅内容。第一样嘢，上帝赞赏慷慨奉献嘅儿女。
Secondly, He abundantly provides for them.
第二，上帝丰富咁样供给俾慷慨奉献嘅儿女。
Thirdly, God becomes glorified through them.
第三，上帝藉住佢哋得着荣耀。
Fourthly, and finally, by answering prayers offered on their behalf.
最后第四点，上帝应允他们为其他人的代求。
Paul tells us about this in verses 14 and 15.
保罗在第14和15节那里告诉我们。
Verse 14 says, And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you.
十四节话，佢哋亦都要因为上帝将极大嘅恩典赐俾你哋，而更加爱慕你哋，热切咁样为你哋祈祷。
The prayers offered up on behalf of the Corinthians because of their generosity were a great blessing。
我哋可以见到呢啲慷慨嘅奉献者系为到哥林多人献上嘅祷告，系对佢哋一个好大嘅祝福。
These people might not have been rich.
他们未必有钱的。
They might not have been able to give much financially.
他们未必是奉献很多钱。
But they sent faithful prayers to God on behalf of the Corinthians.
但是他们可以忠心地为到哥林多人向上帝祷告。
And we see this in verse 15.
我们在第15节那里看到。
Thanks be to God for His incredible gift.
我哋要感谢上帝，因为上帝有无法形容咁好嘅恩赐啊。
So, my listening friends, as we bring this message to conclusion, I want you to remember this.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，节目要结束啦，请你记住。
Show your appreciation to the Lord for His abundant blessing on you.
要为上帝赐俾你嘅丰富恩典，向佢表示你嘅感激。
Express your appreciation to those around you.
亦都要向到你身边嘅人表示你嘅感激。喺度呢，我想送上一首歌俾你，呢首歌叫做《天粮》啊，就系上帝时常都会为我哋供给。因为他就是供给的主宰，而我们圣徒当中互相亦都要彼此供给，让到人家是见证到我们是耶稣基督的门徒。
遥望尽是芬芳花草满山，没灌溉却仰赖天粮。静观小鸟天空海阔闯，暴雨至却不怕独行，无需担心倚着居处。神日日夜夜保守供应，谁可增加自己受罪智慧，只有依赖他的赏赐。城市尽是吃喝买卖沉落，闹哄哄却缺乏安详，为舒适生活一天去闯，未老去却忧恐尽常，无需担心倚着居住，神日日夜夜保守供应，谁可增加自己受罪智慧，只有依赖他的赏赐。无需担心倚着居处，神日日夜夜保守供应，谁可增加自己受罪智慧，只有依赖他的赏赐。
上帝是时常供应给我们的，所以我们有的时候，我们也都要帮助其他的人。麦克牧师讲的是真的，因为很多时候我们愿意奉献的时候，我们银行只会是更加多，而不是变少了的。希望你记住今天的信息，并且应用在你生命里面。下次节目时间再会。